Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever had one of those days when you were tired and discouraged and felt like quitting? It can happen to anybody. Some people never fully recover from those low times and sometimes make decisions that destroy their futures. While nothing lasts forever, including difficulty, there are some things you can do to get back on top when you're tired and discouraged and feel like quitting. First, remember the prophet Elijah, for his life tells us that even spiritual giants can get tired and discouraged and at times feel like quitting. The Bible tells us of Elijah's bout with the blues in 1 Kings 19. May I refresh your memory? Scripture records Elijah's battle with 450 prophets of Baal. He stood alone, a bulwark of courage and faith. Fire fell from heaven and vindicated the faith of that mighty man of God. However, the next day, Elijah didn't make a very good show. He was physically tired, and his weariness gave way to discouragement. In fact, he couldn't even handle one woman, a godless queen by the name of Jezebel. Confronted by her, the prophet ran for his life and told God he was ready to quit. The life of Elijah tells us that there is a relationship between the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. When Elijah became tired and discouraged, he forgot some pretty important things, just as you may have done. He forgot how God had met him in bygone days, how God sent ravens to feed him at Cherith, how God sent him to Zarephath, where he miraculously brought the widow's son back to life. He forgot how God consumed the false prophets with fire. And it is possible that you too have forgotten some pretty important answers to prayer in your life. When Elijah was tired and discouraged, he ran as far as he could and then crawled into a cave. There God found him and the fireworks started. First came a wind, then an earthquake. A lightning flashed across the sky, and finally the still small voice of God asking, "Elijah, what are you doing?" So the next time you feel like crawling into a cave of gloom, listen for God's still voice saying, "What are you doing here?" Second, when you're tired and discouraged and feel like quitting, remember Jonah who had the bout with the great fish. There are lots of Jonahs today who walk the streets of every large city in the world. Men and women to whom God says, "Give me your heart," but they turn and run as far as they can go. Their lives are filled with games, songs, cars, electronic gadgets, and so forth. They're like the captain of a ship who turned to a navigator and said, "Where are we headed?" The reply came back, "I don't know, sir, but we're making very good time." Perhaps you are one of those who is making good time going nowhere. Jonah's life tells us real happiness comes only by doing the will of God. God's promise is sure. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Finally, don't give in to despair. When you become tired and discouraged and you feel like quitting, there are times when we all feel like that. David, though, found an answer. It was simple. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. This, friend, is the answer that you need when you're tired and discouraged and you feel like quitting.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.